Hello, everybody, and welcome to 2025, week number four here of Locker Room Chats here locked in to it on KNZA with the head coach of the Jeff West Girls, Justin Schwinn, here with, again, the Jeff West Tigers as we get started with 2025, part of the season that should have started yesterday, but unfortunately, weather, well, it does have other plans. The Rossville game being postponed till at a later date, February the 3rd. That will be the official makeup date for that Rossville game. But Coach Schwinn, tell me a bit about that last game that you had before the break. That was against Nemaha Central. You did lose that game 47-18, but right now sitting in a good standing on the year, 3-2 overall, 1-1 in league. What were some thoughts from that last game, and then kind of tell me how that break went for you?
Yeah, the Nemaha game was a tough one for us. We didn't shoot well, but we didn't match up very well with Nemaha. They've got some size and some girls that have played a lot of basketball together. It was just one of those nights that we couldn't get anything going, and they handled us pretty well. I kind of was nervous about that because I knew what they had coming in. I knew what their record was, but I knew that was not who they are. So it was a tough one for us, but we've got to move past that. And get better at our shooting has to improve. Where we're at now, 3-2, I'm pleased with that. I wish we were 4-1, but we're not. And, now we move on with the season. So
continuing to move on to the season. Now you look into your next opponent being Riley County on Friday. That game being a home game for you next Tuesday. You'll travel to Silver Lake. So preview these next two matchups for me, Coach.
Yeah, I've seen, some Riley County. They looks like they've got quite a good squad of some guards and some posts that can play. We haven't played them for forever, and so I don't know a lot about them, but I just watched a couple films. It'll be a challenge. I think every team in this league is going to be tough. Any night, anybody can probably get hot, and you've got to control that as a team and keep your focus and move on. But we're excited. I'm excited for that. We're getting a couple practices in here before Riley County, and then we have Silver Lake, I believe, that next Tuesday. Silver Lake's a tough team. We played them in our Jamboree early season, and they're going to be a tough matchup for us as well. But as long as my girls compete and we keep getting better, I'm feeling pretty good about where we're at.
Well, talk about some of those girls. Yeah, you just mentioned, what's their impact in this game right now? How's their impact going to drive even further in 2025? I mean, you got girls like Kaylee Heinen, who's averaging 10.4 points per game, Kobe Nawal, who's averaging 7.2 points per game, but then also 8.2 rebounds per game, and then Emmy Dean, who right now is averaging 6 points a game. So kind of tell me a little bit about these players who are playing to such an exceptional level out there on the court and how they can continue to play at that level of play and even exceed that.
Yeah, we've only got two seniors, and Kaylee's one of our seniors, Olivia Myers another, and those seniors have got to keep doing what they're doing. Olivia's more of a ball handler that has to take care of the ball and get us into the right sets. And Kaylee's been a promising side for us. We're excited to see what she's going to be able to do. Once I think all her shooting turns around and she gets going, she's going to be a factor. Emmy Dean and Colby. Colby's a junior. She's got some experience. We've got several juniors that have got some experience that have to step up. And then Emmy's just a freshman, and so she's starting to come on, and we're looking forward to seeing how she turns out through the rest of the year.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time coming up in here. Again, good luck on your first game of 2025, that one being Riley County on Friday, and the next Tuesday you play Silver Lake. Coach, I'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good. Thank you.
This Locker Room Chat has been brought to you by Heinen Repair.